Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to Travel World Central. I'm your host, Willem Backus, in studio, and I have a very, very special guest online because I, for one, am a big fan of Florida. Any place that's warm and hot, guy who grew up in Montreal, I love hot places. And Florida is one of the best that I remember. We have a special guest online. It's Summer Gonzalez, who's talking all about Visit Florida. Summer, welcome back to Travel World Central, or welcome on board.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So there's more to Florida than just the sun and the amazing beaches, although that holds an incredible appeal. I'd like for you to tell me a little bit more of the great stress relievers, the getaways for the body, the mind, and soul. Tell us a little about what you got for us.
Of course. So, you know, Florida, as you just mentioned, you know, we have our beaches and the things that we're known for, but we also have a lot of offerings that a lot of people don't know that you can do. And like you said, a lot of them are great for the mind, body, and soul. And on top of our spas that, you know, are all over the state, we have great resorts, great spas that each have their own specific treatments that you can go to. We also have natural, you know, natural ways to relax. And that can be anything from doing active activities such as paddleboarding, you know, paddleboarding on a very quiet, like, you know, through the quiet nature of a creek or a spring or a lake or a river. Even, you know, Florida is home to cold water springs, freshwater cold water springs, that a lot of people don't really know about. They are, you know, bodies of water that are fed from the ground. They're an average 72, 74 degrees Fahrenheit year-round.
Nice.
So they're actually really great summer activities, summer places to visit because you will stay cool. And the springs are, you know, you're in nature. A lot of them are state parks, such as Itchotepney Springs State Park. And you can do things like swim, snorkel, dive. It's crystal clear water. Itchotepney Springs, like I just mentioned, and on top of a few others offer this as well, you can actually rent an inner tube. And you just spend 2 to 3 hours just floating down this spring-fed river. It's like nature's natural lazy river.
Where is this river? You got me wanting to go.
You should definitely go. It's actually in, you know, it's in northern Florida, kind of near Gainesville, outside of Gainesville.
Okay, yeah.
You know, again, it's in one of those off-the-beaten-path places that a lot of people aren't aware of in our state.
Well, that's the beauty of all this is that, I mean, Florida has its distinct regions. I mean, you can go from the south all the way to the north, and particularly in areas like the Gainesville and maybe in the Tallahassee area and the surrounding regions, I've seen there's all kinds of ecotourism available, trees and things. And what I was going to ask you about, what about kayaking?
Yeah, so we actually offer, we're water. We're a water state. So there is a lot of kayaking. There's a lot of paddleboarding. There's a lot of canoeing, anything. But one of the things that I always like to point out is that the great thing about Florida with these water activities is our diversity of water, waterways. So, you know, we have our oceans and we have the Atlantic and we have the Gulf. We have lakes. We have rivers. We have creeks and we have the springs that I just talked about. So you can literally, any destination that you go to within Florida, you'll be able to find somewhere to kayak or paddleboard. It's great, and it's going to be different scenery each time.
And one of the things that pops into my head is, as an uninformed person on Florida, you know, I know about it. I've heard stories. There's some areas, of course, you've got the Everglades National Park, of course, that's southern Florida, and, you know, people think of alligators and stuff, so you like to stick to the beach because, you know, the outside of the occasional man-o-war, typically the beaches are very clean and safe and easy to do. And, you know, standing in a place like Cocoa Beach, for instance, the water is sometimes up to 80 degrees, and even in the wintertime, it's a delight to be in. But, you're talking about also the cold rivers and things and the freshwater springs. Like if I'm kayaking and things, are these is the typical kind of spring you'd find almost in any other state, or what's the wildlife like?
No, I mean, the wildlife is diverse, and just to back up to your question about is this typical in any other state, you know, the springs are, I wouldn't say unique to Florida, but they're pretty Florida. I mean, you go to another state and they have hot springs. We have the cold springs. The wildlife, though, you have your freshwater fish and everything, but we have the manatees as well.
Oh,
and
wow.
In a destination like Crystal River, Crystal mm-hmm. River is known for the manatees. The manatees actually tend to migrate to Crystal River, especially during the wintertime because of the temperature of the water.
Nice.
And it's one of the few places, or if not the only place, that you can legally swim with the manatees, which is, again,
nice.
A very Florida unique activity and memory that you can have.
Well, particularly if there's friendly animals, who you can approach, not quite befriend, but at least be very friendly with the animals, and that sounds amazing, especially a species like the manatee.
Yes, and I mean, you know, you don't touch them or anything because you want to respect them,
yep.
And the Crystal River does have professional and trained guides who mm-hmm. are with you and monitoring the entire time.
Yeah, so you can go on a guided tour and see them. There are some places I've gone where, instance, you can actually be swimming and they'll point out the wildlife as it goes by, all manners of sea creature. And that's why, I mean, Florida obviously is unique to itself. I mean, the cold springs are quite intriguing because, you know, you're not talking about 50-degree water, you're talking about 70-degree water. We're all talking Fahrenheit here. So, and that's something that's very comfortable to be in.
It is. And back to, you know, the wildlife and sea creatures, we also have mermaids.
Okay, tell us about that.
We have Wikiwachi, which is near Crystal River, and Crystal River, to give you some context, is northwest of Orlando. And so you have Wikiwachi and the mermaids. The mermaid show, it's a mermaid show in the spring. It's been around for a very long time. It's definitely a Florida authentic activity. And yeah, you have these beautiful women dressed up as full-on mermaids, and they're doing an entire underwater show. They breathe through tubes in the water, and it's an incredible thing to go see and do, especially for families too. And the kids love it.
That's like a magical experience almost. And that's the other thing. Florida is like the heart of all the magic and all the magical areas there. And now you also have the Sarasota Siesta Beach.
Yes. Yeah, so Siesta Beach was actually just ranked. It was ranked number one by TripAdvisor, and it was just ranked by Dr. Beach as number one beach in America.
Number one? No kidding. That's fantastic there. Now, you had another one that was kind of intriguing to me, but you had Florida Keys snorkeling?
Yeah, so the Keys is actually especially Key Largo, is the dive capital of the world. So diving, of course, and snorkeling.
Sure.
You can go all up and down the Florida Keys, and for instance, at the top you have the John Penkamp State Park, which is Coral Reef State Park. So
wow.
You take a 40-minute boat ride out, and you can snorkel, you can dive. I personally did it recently, and it's brilliant. It's amazing, and the reef and the wildlife and everything that you see.
That is so fascinating, too. Obviously, going now northern parts of the states, you were talking about the Fountain of Youth. Now, there's one in Fort Lauderdale as well. The one that we think about is typically Jacksonville and also St. Augustine. But you also see the greater Fort Lauderdale's Fountain of Youth?
Well, I think what you just said, the main Fountain of Youth, that is the St. Augustine.
Yep.
Yeah, the St. Augustine, the Ponce de Leon Fountain of Youth. That's, you know, that's the famous one.
Yep. But you mentioned another one here in Fort Lauderdale, the spa at Lago Mar.
Oh, for the spa. That's spa treatment.
Yep. Well, you know, we're big on spa treatments at Travel World, so It's always nice to get a good relaxation. And of course it's a great way to de-stress, you know, for the different beaches and stuff that you have available, not just the beaches but the other activities that you have as well. I mean, we could talk, you know, for hours and hours about all the great things in Florida. Now, how is anybody going to make sense of this all? Have you got a website you can share with us that people can go and look at all the activities available and places to see?
Of course, easy. Visitflorida.com. It has all the information that you're going to need. The website was actually redone a couple months ago, so it's great, and highly recommend anybody who wants to visit Florida to check it out and get some ideas.
The website is visitflorida.com. It's Official Tourism and Marketing Corporation for the state of Florida, and all the activities that Summer was just telling us about and whetting my appetite and making me want to go. Summer, I want to thank you for your appearance here on Travel World, and I hope you come back and visit us again soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show and Travel World Central. I'm Willem Backus. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.